What did you want? You're wrong, dear mama. Never queens on your throne.
We'd like to sing a Tommy Wolfe composition, a gentleman who wrote Spring Will Hang You Up the Most, and we think he wrote another pretty one for you. It's called I'm Always Drunk in San Francisco.
Look out, because it's cute. I'm always drunk in San Francisco. I always stay out of my mind. But if you've been to San Francisco, they say that things like this go on all the time. It never happens nowhere else.
It must be in the air.
Can't really seem to help myself. And what's more, I don't care. I'm always drunk in San Francisco. I'm never feeling any pain. But tell me, why does San Francisco, just like a lover's kiss, go straight to my brain? It's just the mood I'm in that acts like alcohol. Because I'm drunk in San Francisco and
wonderful Ernie Andrews, accompanied by the Cannonball Adderley Quintet. And this was recorded in 1964 and issued on a Capitol recording called Live Session. Cannonball Adderley and the new, he was then new, exciting voice of Ernie Andrews. So we heard him in three distinctive moods. The first, of course, nice little introduction by Cannonball Adderley himself, leading into a tune that I've always liked called Big City. And then the second tune was The Next Time I See You. And the third tune was, of course, I'm Always Drunk in San Francisco. A classic. You are listening to The Jazz Show on CITR, and we broadcast on a frequency of 101.9, or more properly, 101, as somebody told me, shook a finger at me and said, no, it's not O, it's zero. Okay, 101.9 on your FM dial. And we broadcast, of course, from the campus of the University of British Columbia on unceded Tsleil-Waututh, Squamish, and Musqueam territory. And, of course, we live stream. For those of you that don't live in the metropolitan Vancouver area, we live stream CITR.ca, and you can find us on your trusty computer. Vibraphone master Bobby Hutcherson was a very good friend of mine. I was proud to be his friend. And we used to greet one another because we were both born under the sign of Aquarius. And Bobby would have been 84 years old today, January 27th. Every time we ran into one another, it was always, "Hey, my Aquarian brother." And then I would look at him, I said, "No, you're my Aquarian brother." And we'd have this little sparring match. And of course, we always had a lot of fun. And Bobby Hutcherson was a very bright and wonderful person. And of course, in music, Bobby Hutcherson is certainly one of the major artists on the vibraphone. Later on, he took up marimba. The difference between vibraphone and marimba, the vibraphone has metal bars, and it also has a damper pedal, so you can create like a vibrato with a vibraphone. The marimba has wooden bars, and of course there's no pedal on a marimba. You don't get any kind of a vibrato. We're going to hear Bobby play both of those instruments. He loved them both, and of course Bobby, of course, learned from the great pioneer of modern vibes, Milt Jackson, and developed his own distinctive concept on the vibes. And of course, Bobby was born in Pasadena, California, and eventually moved to New York City, where, of course, he had a great career and signed with Blue Note Records. So he was on a lot of classic Blue Note albums, including albums under his own name as well. And then he returned to the West Coast. I'll tell you that story after we hear some music. This is from his Blue Note period. One of my favorite, this is an iconic album featuring Bobby on vibes, Herbie Hancock on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and the great Joe Chambers on drums. We're going to hear three tunes from this album. The first is my absolute favorite version of Herbie Hancock's classic Maiden Voyage. I love this version, even more than the version that was put out on Herbie's own record. I know this version is kind of magical to me. The second tune is the Bobby Hutcherson composition entitled Head Start. And then we're going to end with a very beautiful, moody kind of a ballad entitled Bouquet. So here then, from his iconic album on Blue Note Records called Happenings, recorded actually in February of 1966. And we begin with Maiden Voyage. Thank you.
Thank you.
We heard three tunes from Bobby Hutcherson's iconic Blue Note album called Happenings, all recorded in February of 1966 at Rudy Van Gelder's studios in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, along with Herbie Hancock on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Joe Chambers on drums. The first tune we heard, of course, was Herbie Hancock's classic Maiden Voyage. And the second tune was a Bobby Hutcherson composition entitled Head Start. And the third tune was the very beautiful and haunting Bobby Hutcherson composition entitled Bouquet. We're celebrating Bobby's birthday anniversary today. Bobby was only 75 when he passed away in August of 2016 at his home in Montara, California. Bobby suffered from emphysema, and that took a toll on him, and eventually his life ended, and emphysema was the cause. Bobby was born January 27th, 1941, in Pasadena, California. We're paying tribute to Bobby Hutcherson, and I mentioned that he lived in New York for many years, and between gigs, he also drove a cab. So if you were lucky enough to have Bobby as a cab driver, that was pretty cool, right? So Bobby did that and, of course, played many gigs and was signed to Blue Note Records. He had a wonderful contract with that label, made a whole series of albums under his own name and also many appearances as a sideman. But something happened in New York City in Central Park. And, of course, the laws were so strange in the U.S. They still are. But Bobby and his great friend, drummer Joe Chambers, who you heard on Happenings, were relaxing one afternoon, talking music, and enjoying all the sights in Central Park. And they decided to smoke a joint. And along came a person that recognized Bobby. And, of course, he was also, like Bobby, he was African-American. And, of course, they chatted, and he mentioned that he was, you know, a great jazz fan, all that kind of stuff. And anyway, they Joe and Bobby offered him the joint, he refused. And then suddenly pulled out a badge and arrested Bobby and Joe Chambers because he was a narc. And it was so silly back then. This was 1967, but the laws were the law. And Bobby, unfortunately, lost his cabaret card, which you needed to have to play in establishments that served alcohol. So that put him out. He couldn't work in any jazz clubs. And he also lost his cab driver license. So he packed his bags and headed back to the West Coast, but this time to San Francisco. And established a wonderful band. He began working with various musicians and so on and so forth, and then put together this particular band made up of all musicians that were living in the Bay Area at the time, and recorded this album, one of my favorites. The album is called Waiting, And although Bobby still retained his contract with Blue Note Records, it was issued on Blue Note, but it was recorded in San Francisco in February of 1976. And this was a very tight and wonderful band, and kind of overlooked in Bobby's career, because people remember his early Blue Note period, and but this area of this music is kind of neglected. Sad to say, because this was a wonderful band with a unique sound, and it featured, of course, Bobby on vibes and marimba, and another very dear friend of mine, the late, great Manny Boyd, is featured primarily on soprano saxophone. He also plays tenor, of course, and George Cables on piano, James Leary III on bass, and Eddie Marshall on drums, and Kenneth Nash on percussion. So we're going to hear a few selections from this album entitled Waiting. The first one is a James Leary composition entitled Prime Thought. Then the second tune is another James Leary composition entitled Don't Be Afraid to Fall in Love Again. And then my favorite track from this album is Bobby's tune entitled Searchin' the Train. And, of course, we're going to hear him on both vibes and marimba. As I mentioned before, the vibes have metal bars and a damper pedal for vibrato, and the marimba has wooden bars, and there is no vibrato on the marimba, but a unique sound on both of those instruments, and Bobby loved them both. So here then, as a further tribute to the great Bobby Hutcherson, is his band, his San Francisco band, and we begin with James Leary's Prime Thought.